వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 164. దేహాత్మధీరేవ నృణామ సిద్ధియాం జన్మాది దుఃఖ ప్రభవస్య బీజం యతస్తతస్త్వం జహితాం ప్రయత్నాత్ త్యక్తే తు చిత్తేన పునర్భవాశ. హియర్ శంకరాచార్య హీ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ దట్ ది దేహాభిమాన attachment to the body, body identification, that is the cause of the sense of mortality. The fear of mortality is purely because it is the sthula sharira abhimana, abhimana with a gross body. And to get over that, one need not have to come even to Vedanta or Atma. By simply shifting the identification, the abhimana, from the gross body to the subtle body, namely the sukshma shariram itself, then the marana bhaya will go away. The fear of death will go away. Simply shift the identification from the sthula shariram to sukshma shariram, the fear of death will be gone. Because when the sthula shariram dies, the sukshma shariram, that does not perish. From the standpoint of my sukshma shariram itself, my subtle body itself, I am immortal. I don't have to go to Vedanta at all. Because in the next janma, I may lose this physical body. Vasamsi jirnani yada vihaya. That's what Krishna said. But I will continue with another body. In fact, when I did begin the whole journey, anadikala pravrittaha, I don't even know when I started. I have been surviving all along, and then I will survive also even during pralaya kala. Sukshma shariram is not totally destroyed. It remains in the dormant condition even during pralaya kalam. In fact, even pralayam is like a longer sleep only, maybe a very long sleep. So for immortality, one need not go to atma level at all. Just disidentify from the annamaya kosha. That is enough. Therefore, he says, dehatma dihi eva bijam. If you look at the shloka, dehatma dihi eva bijam. Sthula sharira abhimana alone is the seed, is the bijam. Seed means the cause. It's the cause for. So, janmadi dukkha prabhavasya. For the origination, for the emergence of varieties of pains, prabhavaha. Prabhavaha means utpattihi. Utpattihi, beginning, origin. So, dehabhimana is the seed for the utpatti of varieties of experiences, like pains, pleasures, and all of them. Dehabhimana is the seed. So, janma adi means birth, etc. Adi means etc. So, janma, you know, jara, dukkham, they all belong to what? They belong to sthula shariram only, for the gross body. And the adi padat, etc. So, jara, dukkham, vyadi, dukkham, all those things, they are all implied. So, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. That's what Krishna said in the 13th chapter. So, all these so-called pains, pleasures, all of them, they all belong only to the physical body. In fact, most of our time is dedicated to only pampering, protecting this physical body alone. So, Shankaracharya said in the Bhajagovindam, Udara Nimittam Bahukrita Vesham. So, Udara Nimittam, education never seems to be meant for the inner growth at all. Education mostly is for what? To get a good job. And how do I know? That is for that, I don't choose a group that I like. I choose a group which gives me a better job when I go to college. Udaran mittam means what? My physical personality, that seems to dominate more than my intellectual or emotional personality. Intellectually, I love some other subject perhaps. Still, I choose some other subject in college because it may give me a better job and may pay more money. That is physical need or marriage market need. Some people, if they get a good job, they get good, you know, marriage alliances. All these, they become important. Here Shankaracharya says, mortality and all other pains are because of this dehabhimana, body identification. And this is for whom? Asat dhyam drunam. For the unintelligent humans, asat dhyam drunam, indiscriminate human beings, for those people. So, for the indiscriminate human beings, for the avivekis, viveki avivekis, deha abhimana alone, body identification alone, is the cause for the origination of pains like birth, disease, death, and even sanyoga, association, viyoga, dissociation, all are physical only. And since dehabhimana is the cause for 90% of samsara, Shankaracharya says, give it up straight away. Like, for example, a hot potato is thrown away, it's dropped right away. Yataha. Since this is so, that is, dehabhimana is the seed of samsara, tataha. Therefore, tam jahi, give it up by developing objectivity with respect to the body. Practice body meditation. With respect to practicing body meditation, atma meditation is not useful at all. Actually, you know, without practicing body meditation, if somebody wants to directly go to atma meditation without body meditation, it's not useful. Why? Seeing body is an object, is a prerequisite for seeing the atma as subject. That is the reason. Seeing the body as an object, objectification of the body. So, more comprehensive and total is the objectification of the body. Then more easy it will be when we hear the words Aham Brahmasmi. That is why in Nirvana Shatkam, Shankaracharya, he starts with what? Mano Buddhi Ahankara Chittani Naham. I am not any of them. Anatma objectification meditation. That is, body objectification meditation is an important prerequisite for Aham Brahmasmi Dhyanam. And that is not that easy at all. So Shankaracharya says, Prayatnat Jahi, with effort, taking lot of time, lot of energy, one should dethrone the body Abhimana. Because now the body Abhimana is reigning supreme in all of us. We have to dethrone that first. So, tyakte tu chitte. Here, chittam means dehabhimana. Chittam doesn't mean chittam. So, it means dehabhimana, body identification. So, chitte tyakte sati, sati satami. So, once the dehabhimana is given up, punarbhava asha nasti. There is no scope at all for punarjanma or mortality. That means there is no scope for samsara at all. Here, bhavaha means janma. Punarbhavaha means punarjanma. And asha refers to even a remote chance, possibility, even that is not there. Nasti. Shloka 165. Karmendriyai panchabiranchitoyam prano bhavet pranamayastu koshaha yenatmavanannamayonupurnaha pravartate sau sagalakriyasu. So, with Shloka 164, the Annamaya Kosha Viveka topic is over, which started actually from Shloka 154. So, 154 to 164, 11 shlokas. Now, the Acharya has written just to negate the Sthula Shariram as Anatma, the gross body as Anatma. And he completed by saying, the one who has to put forth a lot of effort for dethroning Annamaya Abhimana. People have to put a lot of effort to dethrone the body identification. Then for the later koshas, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha and all that, it is even stronger effort is needed. For Annamaya Kosha itself, we need a lot of effort. For the Pranamaya, Manomaya and all, even stronger effort is needed. In fact, as we grow more and more interior, our Abhimana also gets stronger. If we have to choose between physical and mental pain, for example, many people will say, even if that guy has slapped on my face, it would have been better, but he used the words, they are killing me till I die, which are very worse. That is, we are all prepared to even bear physical pain, but not mental agony, intellectual agony. If Annamaya requires, for example, 5 years to give up, Pranamaya may be 10 years. Manomaya may be 15 years. Vijnanamaya, 20 years. Anandamaya may be 25 years. All together, if you really put the one, life is not adequate. So that is why Vedanta is not that easy. But we can easily define Atma. Panchakosha Vilakshanaha. That's what we say. All these are easy to write. But lot of effort is needed to understand all of them and to live them. Now the Acharya enters to the Pranamaya Viveka. Pranamaya Kosha Viveka. Two shlokas he is writing. 165 and 166. Two shlokas. Because Pranamaya Kosha is closer to Annamaya Kosha. And so Shankaracharya, he does not spend lot of shlokas in describing that. First, he defines what is Pranamaya. We saw in the introduction itself that Pranamaya consists of six organs belonging to the subtle body, Sukshma Shariram. Hope people remember all these. Subtle body has got actually 17 organs. And what are those? 5 sense organs of knowledge, 5 Jnanendriyas, 5 sense organs of action, 5 Karmendriyas, and Pancha Pranadeha, 5 Pranas, mind and intellect. 15 plus 2, 17. So, this subtle body itself, in terms of koshas, is divided into 3. Pranamaya kosha consists of 6 or 10 organs. And what are they? Pancha pranaha and pancha karmendriyani. So, if prana is all taken to be 1, the entire group is taken to be 1, then it is 1 plus 5. 5 organs of action and prana together becomes 6. Or if you take prana as 5, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, all 5, then it is 5 plus 5, 10. 10 organs. And that is what is said here. Karma indriyaihi panchabihi anchitaha ayam pranamayaha koshaha. This pranamaya kosha is endowed with, anchitaha means endowed with, 5 karmendriyas, pranaha, along with 5-fold pranas. So, here pranaha is put in a singular, actually. So, we have to take it as pancha pranaha. Even though it is put here in singular, we have to take all the 5 pranas. So, these 10 organs, pranamaya koshaha, bhavete, or we can say the kriya shakti part of sukshma shariram. The subtle body has got the kriya shakti, the energy part of the sukshma shariram, that is the pranamaya. Iccha shakti corresponds to manomaya, the ability to desire. Iccha Shakti, that corresponds to the Manomaya, and Jnana Shakti, the knowledge plane, that comes to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. So, Iccha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, and Jnana Shakti. And why do we divide into these Shaktis or faculties? Because all the human activities are in these 3 stages only. So, Janati, Icchati, Yatate. For example, we read an advertisement on a newspaper or see a TV ad. Then that is Janati. We know about a thing, a Vishaya. Because without knowledge, how can we desire anything? So that is provided by those things. So we cannot desire an unknown. Because without knowledge, we cannot desire. So thing is Janati. So Janati is the first stage. And what is the next one? I keep on thinking about it. I saw this ad in the TV or in the newspaper. I like it. I keep on thinking about it. I nourish the thinking. So, dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. That's what Krishna said. So, janati will gradually convert to icchati. So, I know about this. Now, I like it. That is, manomaya does that. Janati, your sense organs did. Manomaya does that, and the pranamaya is ready to work for its accomplishment now. It is willing to now put all the efforts to get it. So, sukshma shariram is divided into 3 koshas corresponding to jnana, iccha, and kriya. Kriya shaktayaha. And then he says, yena annamayaha anupurnaha. Yena means pranamayana. Annamayaha anupurnaha. The annamaya kosha is filled with pranamaya kosha. The annamaya kosha. So that is, annamaya is like, for example, a container. If you want to take it as a container. And the pranamaya is like the content. So later it will be said that pranamaya is the container and manomaya is the content. And manomaya will become the container and vijnanamaya will be the content and so on. So the ultimate content will be what? Atma. Therefore, yena. Yena means pranamayena. Annamayaha anupurnaha. It's complete. And the prefix, again, we have to also note a small information. The prefix anu, anupurnaha, anu is added to remind us the discussion which occurs in the Taittiriya Upanishad. There, the Panchakosha discussion was done elaborately. It says, anyontara atma pranamayaha tenaisha purnaha savayesha purusha vidayeva tasya purusha vidatam anvayam purusha vidaha tasya pranaye vashiraha, etc. All those things are done there. So, Viveka Chudamani contains all the Upanishads in that. Message from all the Upanishads. What is the significance of the word anu then? It is of these five koshas, Annamaya Kosha alone has got its original shape. Of all the five koshas, Annamaya Kosha only, grass body alone has got an original shape. The other koshas, they do not have their own natural shape at all. They are comparable to, for example, liquids or fluids. What is the nature of a liquid? It does not have a shape of its own, but it assumes the shape of the container. So, Taittiriya Upanishad says, Tasya Purusha Vidatam Anu Ayam Purusha Vidaha. Pranamaya also has got a human shape in a human physical body. So, if the Sthula Shariram is a human physical body, then Pranamaya also has got a human shape. For example, if you take a cow's Pranamaya, it will have cow's shape. An ant's Pranamaya will have an ant shape only. A plant's Pranamaya will have the plant shape only. So, therefore, Anu Purnaha, that indicates not only it fills Annamaya Kosha, it also takes the shape of Annamaya. Not only that, Annamaya means the grass body. Annamaya Atmavan. Atmavan here means Sattavan. Annamaya enjoys the very existence because of the blessing of Pranamaya. If there is no Pranam, once the Prana is gone, Annamaya cannot survive for long. In fact, it becomes impure matter, a dead body. Whoever comes in contact with a dead body, why? Contact even is not necessary. Whoever visits the house in which a person has died, they go and take a bath. They think it's impure. So, Annamaya is no more live. It has become dead without the blessing of Prana. Once the Prana goes, Annamaya becomes dead. So, Annamaya is Atmavan, endowed with existence because of Pranamaya. And once Pranamaya is gone, Annamaya cannot exist. It will decay and perish soon. Okay. Not only that, Asau Sakala Kriyashu Pravartate. This Pranamaya, that alone engages itself in all its activities. Looks as though Annamaya is acting. Annamaya is like the cabinet of a car, for example, chassis of a car. Inside engine is functioning, and so the car is pushed forward by the engine. Similarly, when the fan rotates, it is only because of the inside content, electricity. So, asau, asau means Pranamaya, sakala kriyashu, kriyashu pravartate. And of these, the pancha prana corresponds to the energy giver. And the pancha karmendriyas, the five organs of action, they correspond to what? To the actual performer, like a car. So, prana is the energy part and the sense organs are the tool part. So, both put together, they function. Shloka 166. A peculiar meter actually, this particular shloka, this is called Matta Mayura Vritta. It moves like an excited peacock as it nods its head. We have to imagine something like that. It has to be sung like that also. Let me try. Naivatma pi pranamayo vayu vikaro ganta ganta vayu vatantar bahireshaha yes mahat kinchit kvapina vetishta manishtam samvanyam vakinchana nit. Here the Acharya has talked about the nature of Pranamaya. The next job is what? The dethronement of Pranamaya. As we dethroned Annamaya, here we have to dethrone Pranamaya because the identification has to be gone. So here Pranamaya's nature is talked about in this shloka indirectly, indicating that Atma has opposite features. And now, what are the features of Pranamaya given here? Pranamayaha Vayu Vikaraha. ప్రాణమయ ఇస్ అ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాయు, వికార ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాయు. రియలీ స్పీకింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పంచభూత విహారక వికార, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ది ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ పంచభూతాస్, బట్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వాయు ఇస్ టేకన్. ఇన్ ది ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ వి ఆల్రెడీ సా దట్ ద పంచ ప్రాణాస్, ప్రాణ అపాన వ్యాన ఉదాన సమాన, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ బాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది టోటల్ రజోగుణ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. I just only cursorily mentioned in the introduction, whereas in the Tattva Bodha, we saw it elaborately. Etesham panchabhutanam samashti rajasamsat panchapranaha sambhutaha. We saw that from the total rajasic aspect of the panchabhutas, the panchapranas, they all came. But even though the pranas are born out of the five elements, it is supposed to be vayupradhana. Predominantly Vayu Pradhana. That is why Shankaracharya says it here. It is Vayu Vikaraha. It is a modification of Vayu Tattva, the wind principle. That is why breathing is important. Unless it enters into my body, it is Vayu Tattvam outside. Once it enters inside, outside it is called Adibhutam. Once it enters, it is called Adhyatmam or Pranashakti because of some modification. So therefore, pranamaya is called vayu vikaraha. Here the meaning of vikara is product. It's not modification. We already mentioned earlier, vikara has two meanings. One is modification, another is a product. Here it is product. So as even we hear this feature, we have to contrast this with what? With atma. Namely, nirvikaraha. So this is savikaraha, endowed with modification with as a product, but Atma is nirvikaraha, it is not a product at all. Atma is not a product. So this is the first contrast between Atma and Pranamaya. And the next feature of Pranamaya is Yeshaha Antaha Aganta Bahihi Ganta. Antaha Aganta, it comes inside when we inhale. Prana, it comes inside when we inhale. And Bahihi Ganta, it goes out when we are exhaling. Like what? Vayuvat. Like Vayu. As even Vayu is coming and going outside, the Pranatvam also is coming and going. Vayu is the grosser part and pranic energy is contained in Vayu. So based on that alone, all the pranic healing, there are so many methods these days, there are pranic healing, there are so many of them, they have come now today. So it is handling the human personality through what? Through Pranamaya Kosha. Because all pancha koshas are matter. And so each kosha influences the other. In fact, that itself is an indication that all are material in nature. And that is why they say mind itself is matter. All the pancha koshas are interconnected. And that is why to improve one's health, one can catch hold of any system. All systems will work because they are all interconnected. So if one does yogasanas, through varieties of yogic postures, one can improve prana health, mental health, even buddhi, that can improve through yogasanas. And some people, through varieties of pranayamas alone, they improve physical and mental health. And some people say that the whole problem is psychosomatic. You don't like your mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. Swamiji gives all these examples in the family, and that is why you have blood pressure. They say all that. So this is a mental problem. So do some counseling. So blood pressure will come down through Manomaya. And Vedanta handles the whole things through Vijnanamaya. Not either through Pranamaya or Manomaya. Through Vijnanamaya it handles. Knowledge gives your health, it says. If one does not have any congenital diseases, the knowledge itself is capable of keeping the body in the fittest condition. That's what Vedanta says. Thus, one can control any kosha, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, any kosha through any other kosha because they are all interconnected. And so, pranamaya is contained in vayu. Pranamaya itself is not vayu, we should understand. It's just as vayu goes inside and outside, pranamaya also along with vayu goes in and comes. Here, what is the second feature of pranamaya? It is chalana, chalana swabhavaha. Whereas, what is the feature of Atma? Nityaha sarvagataha sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. That's what Krishna says. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. Only when I say it like that, some people can recognize it is Gita. Atma is achalana. So, pranamaya kosha is going in and coming out. So first contract is contrast is what? Sa vikaraha, and atma is nirvikaraha, and the second contrast is sa chalaha, and atma is achalaha. Then what is the third feature? Kvapi kinchit api naveti. This pranamaya is so inert that it cannot know anything at any time by itself, in any avastha, in any stage. Kvapi refers to time actually. Kvapi in any avastha, jagrat avasthayam va, swapna avasthayam va, sushupti avasthayam va, whether it is in wakeful state or dream state or deep sleep state, in any of them. The prana, it exists all right. It is there, but the prana cannot know anything. It is there, it cannot know. That anything, Shankaracharya, he will himself explain later. So, ishtam va, anishtam va. Whether good for me or not, whether I like something or not, prana cannot know. Whether there is AC or not, no. Whether it is good feeling or painful feeling, prana cannot know by itself. Pranamaya cannot know. Even though during sleep, pranamaya is functioning, it cannot know anything. Not only it cannot know ishtam and anishtam, swam va, anyam va. Neither can it know itself, swam, nor it can know others, anyam. Pranamaya cannot say, I am pranamaya. Then who says? This atma, I, who is self-evident conscious being, that I am choosing to identify with the anatma and claiming pranamaya as myself. But pranamaya itself cannot know itself or others. And so, ishtam va, anishtam va, swam va, anyam va, kinchit api, kvapi, kinchan api, naveti. So, therefore, there is the third feature of pranamaya. It is jadaha. And then, what is the nature of atma? Chetanaha. So, pranamaya is jadaha, achetanam, and atma is chetanavastu. It is not said here that we have to supply. And what is the fourth contrast? Nityam paratantraha. The pranamaya is eternally dependent on other factors. First, to be effective, it requires food. For prana shakti, if the organs have to function, karmendriyas, organs of action, leg has to move, hand has to pick. If they all have to function, they all need food. If I don't eat properly, one function after the other will start to deteriorate. So prana, apana, vayana, udana, samana, all of them will deteriorate. Energy will become less and less. And so I am not able to do any action. And it is also dependent on my will also. Jagadguru Chandrasekhara Bharati, Swamiji of Sringeri Sharada Peetam, in his commentary, who wrote the commentary for Viveka Chudamani, he says, by pranamaya, etc., people are able to even control the functions of pranas. The yogis are able to do pranamaya nirodaha. Even the so-called involuntary functions of the body, the yogi is able to stop. He can stop the heartbeat for some time. He can go underground and be there for several days without oxygen. They have done experiments actually. Swamiji says that there is some Kaivalya Dhamma, somewhere near Pune or someplace, there a yogi went into a glass case where there is no air at all. The yogi goes and for days together he stays and comes out more fresh than even before. These are all what? They are all total control of the pranamaya, which means pranamaya is not swatantraha, but it is paratantraha. It can be under somebody else's control. Whereas, what about atma? Nityam swatantraha atma. That is the fourth contrast. So what are the four contrasts we have seen so far between pranamaya and atma? One, atma, pranamaya is savikaraha, atma is nirvikaraha. That is, pranamaya is a product, atma is not. And sachalaha, achalaha. Achetanaha, chetanam. And paratantraha, swatantraha. So because of these diagonally opposite features between pranamaya and atma, pranamayaha api naiva atma. If you look at the first line, pranamaya also is not atma. Pranamayaha api naiva atma. Why also? Because pranamaya also is not atma. Api, they put. We have to, previously we saw annamaya is not atma. Now pranamaya also is not atma. So actually this is the style of Sanskrit language. People will go on commenting. one api they will take and go on commenting. Kshetragyam chapi mam viddhi. In the 13th chapter, Krishna, you know, two interpretations of the word api that gives two different darshanas, Visishtadvaitam and Advaitam, just by one word. Of course, we won't go into those details right now. That's not our intent here. But just only to tell you why these words api and simple words, even though they look simple words, they have to be understood properly. Shloka 167. ज्ञानेन्द्रियाणि च मनश्च मनोमय स्यात् कोशो ममाहमिति वस्तु विकल्पहेतुः संज्ञादिभेदकलनाकलितो बलीयान् तत्पूर्वकोशमपि पूर्य विजृम्भते यः. सो विद् द प्रीवियस् श्लोक दि प्राणमय कोश विवेक टापिक् इस् ओवर्. Now the Acharya, he enters into the Manomaya Kosha Vivekaha, which is from this shloka up to shloka 188. So Manomaya being a powerful kosha, all problems are where? They are all worries, are all only in the Manomaya Kosha. No worry for Pranamaya or Annamaya, they have no worries at all. So Shankaracharya spends many shlokas to describe this Manomaya Kosha. First, the definition of Manomaya is given as Manomaya consisting of 6 organs. If you took Pranamaya, it consisted of 10 organs, we saw. Now, this consists of 6 organs. And what are those 6 organs? The mind and the 5 sense organs of knowledge. So, in Pranamaya, the 5 organs of action. Here, 5 organs of knowledge. So, Pancha Jnanendriyani plus Manaha becomes Manomaya Kosha. So, Shankaracharya calls this kosha as Vastu Vikalpa Hetuhu. Vastu Vikalpa Hetuhu. If you take the second line, Vastu Vikalpa Hetuhu, that is, it is, this is the cause for dividing. Hetuhu means cause. It's a cause for dividing the objects of the world as Aham and Mama. Aham and Mama. Responsible for Vastu Vikalpa, division. Division in the form of Mama, Aham, Iti. Because of its sentimental association, it causes what? Mamakara, mine. The notion, it is mine. And Ahankara, the I notion. So, the first Ahankara is in the Panchakoshas themselves. And even outside the Panchakosha, sometimes because of extreme attachment, a person begins to feel total identification with the others also because of extreme attachment. And that he does not use the word aham, but the mental involvement is so much that it is as good as ahankara. So when one says, without this person, wife or mother or sister or husband or child, my life itself is very empty. When one says that, it is not mamakara sambandha, it has become ahankara sambandha. Because when the other person is not there or passes away, whatever it is, this person feels that his life itself is zero. That means what? The death of the other person is equal to the death of myself. That's what it means. So the relationship is not one of association anymore, but of oneness. I become one with that person. And this is called Tadatmya Adhyasa in Vedanta. This is called Tadatmya Adhyasa. And when I see that person as related to me, it is called Samsarga Adhyasa. So when I find oneness with the other person, that is called Tadatmya Adhyasa. And when I find the other person as related to me, Samsarga Adhyasa. And when I see it as a simple relation, the loss of a person, it is loss of something belonging to me, but I don't see it as my loss. It is something belonging to me, but not my loss. So, in Mamakara Adhyasa, the pain of loss is lesser. And in Ahankara Adhyasa, it is immense. In Samsarga Adhyasa, the pain of loss does not create suicidal tendency. But in Tadatmya Adhyasa, the pain is so much. The loss can create even such a tendency in people. Without that person, I don't want to live. When the other person is not there, I don't want to live at all. And for both type of attachments, what is the cause? Manomaya. It is the emotional mind. And that leads to both Tadatmya and Samsarga Adhyasas. So Mamakara and Ahankara notions with respect to both the Panchakoshas as well as with respect to the external world. So Aham, Mama, ఇది వస్తు వికల్ప. అహం మమ షుడ్ బి విత్ ఇన్ కొటేషన్. సో అహం మమ ఇది వస్తు వికల్ప. దిస్ దిస్ ఈస్ మీ అహం, దిస్ ఈస్ మైన్, దట్ ఈస్ మమ. సో దిస్ క్లాసిఫికేషన్, వికల్ప ఈస్ క్లాసిఫికేషన్ ఆర్ డివిజన్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బై మనోమయ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాస్ట్ బై మనోమయ అండ్ దిస్ మనోమయ ఈస్ సంజ్ఞాది భేద కలన కలిత. కలిత మీన్స్ ఎండోడ్ విత్. సంజ్ఞాది భేద కలన కలిత, కలిత కలిత ఎండోడ్ విత్ అండ్ కలన. కలన మీన్స్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆర్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ సంజ్ఞా మీన్స్ నామ. నామ మీన్స్ ది నేమ్ అండ్ ఆది, ఆది ఎట్సెట్రా. సో దట్ ఈస్ నామ రూప నేమ్ ఫామ్ అండ్ భేద. భేద మీన్స్ వెరైటీ. So, varieties of nama rupa specifications or associations, that is called sanyadi beda kalana. Varieties of nama rupa association. For example, this computer is associated with a particular name, nama, and a particular rupa, form also. So, beda refers to particular and kalana refers to sambandha, association. And with this association, kalitaha, the mind is saturated with so much of association. The mind is saturated with varieties of associations like nama and rupa. And why does Sankara say so? Actually, it is the objective world which is associated with names and forms, nama and rupa. Because the whole world consists of what? Consists of objects. The specification of each object is determined by nama and rupa. It includes desha and kala also, space and time also. But Shankaracharya says that it is the mind that is associated with all these, because mind constantly perceives and registers the experience of the world. Therefore, whatever may be the nature of the world, whatever may be the nature of the world, those thoughts are all where? They are all in my mind. All the time, my mind is preoccupied with the world alone, the vishayas of the world alone, except maybe during sleep. That sleep also is becoming less and less these days, either because of worry or something else. That means most of the time, the mind is in the world alone, filled with thoughts of the world. And the world is full of what? Sanyadi beda kalana. And since the world is associated with sanyadi beda kalana, the mind which is all the time preoccupied with the world, the mind also is associated with what? Sanyadi beda kalana. And kalinaha means endowed with, saturated with, soaked with, preoccupied with. So when we worry about our office, that is the office. Office is not in front of us right now. The mind has got the office within itself. And imagine that person, this person, he is not listening to me, or he is offending me, boss did not pay, you know, give me a raise, all those things one thing. So it is the mind which has got the inner world registered from the outside world of experiences. And I dwell upon the inner world and react to that. Not only I dwell upon them, I react to that also. Therefore, the mind is full of namarupas. And therefore only baliyan. The mind is called here baliyan. The mind is extremely powerful. Very powerful, even though it is known as my instrument. Mind is supposed to be in my control, supposed to be instrument. But I am not at all sure whether mind is my instrument or I am mind's instrument. Whether I do things what my mind tells or my mind functions based on what I want. Because often even when the intellect says that certain actions are wrong, the sentimental mind, the emotional mind, the attached mind tells you, do this and do that. And because of the pressure of attachment or sentiment, what I do? I don't ask the mind to shut up. I say, I will satisfy you. That is what many times we do. Therefore, normally, I should be stronger as the controller of the mind. But what do? The mind becomes stronger. Therefore, baliyan has a lot of balam. And why is the mind stronger? Not mind by itself, but the mind which has got sanyadi beda kalana. That mind is stronger. A thoughtless mind will not affect me at all. That doesn't mean that we should all be thoughtless. We are not saying that. So that is not the intent. A thoughtless mind does not affect me, but the mind is supported by thoughts. A thoughtful mind, an emotional mind, a sentimental mind, or a ragi mind, or a dveshi mind, that mind is powerful. and the mind has become full of thoughts, so many thoughts, because of what? The world. Because of the world, and therefore, backed by such a vast and powerful world, the mind becomes extremely powerful. Therefore, Baliyan. And what does that Manomaya do? Tat Purva Kosham, its previous kosha. What is the previous kosha for Manomaya Kosha? Pranamaya Kosha. Purva Kosham, Pranamaya Kosha. And Abhipurya, filling up the Pranamaya Kosha, which is its previous kosha. So this Manomaya Kosha fills up the Pranamaya Kosha. Yaha Vijrimbate. Yaha. Yaha means Manomaya. Manomaya Vijrimbate functions. Vijrimbate functions. It stands out powerfully. Vijrimbate is a word, actually it is used when the existence is prominent existence. It's not just an existence, a prominent existence, dominant, shining existence. Thus, Manomaya exists, filling up the Pranamaya with all these faculties. Shloka 168. Panchendriyaihi panchabhirevahetubhihi prachiyamano vishayajyadharaya jajvalyamano bahuvasanendhanaihi manomayognihi dahati dahati prapancham. So the Manomaya's function, that is explained in this shloka, so through a beautiful example, nice analogy. So what does Manomaya do? It constantly interacts with the world. And how does it interact? Through the pancha jnana indriyas, indriyani. And what do the sense organs do? They bring fivefold sensory experiences and offer them to the mind. For example, the eyes, they bring various forms and colors and offer to the mind. The ears, they bring sounds, offer to the mind. So pancha jnanendriyani offer pancha vishayaha to the minds. So vishayaha refers to the sensory experiences, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them. And as even the mind receives these fivefold sensory objects, the mind does not keep quiet. It begins to judge the object. And it says, oh, this is a wonderful experience. This person is nice. This place is good. It starts to become judgmental. Therefore, it reacts in the form of raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, all those things it reacts. And not only that, as even the experience comes, when the experience is beautiful, it creates a vasana in me that I have enjoyed this experience. I would like to have it again. It is registered there. Naturally, once goes after a similar experience again and again. So vasanas keep on increasing. So shubha vasanas are there, ashubha vasanas are there. Therefore, backed by vasana on one side and supported by the sense organs on the other side, the mind is ever active, experiencing this external world all the time. This idea Shankaracharya, he conveys through a very beautiful example in this shloka. He says, mind is compared to a sacred fire in a yaga, for example, in a yajna. And what is that yajna? The entire life is considered an yajna. It's a fire ritual. And for that life's fire ritual, what is the fire? The mind is the fire. And it needs a fuel. The fuel, indanam, it means fuel. That is the vasanas. The vasanas, everyone has got different types of fuel. For example, shubha vasanas are like, for example, like sandalwood fuel. If you have good vasanas, they are like sandalwood fuel. And ashubha vasanas, they are like foul-smelling wood. You know, some wood, when they burn, they give a foul smell. So, such wood. So, they are all bad vasanas. So, all vasanas, they are all fuel. Because that is the first thing with which we begin normally. So, when we start our life with these vasanas, then actually we may have a doubt. How can the vasanas be formed without experience as a child? A child is born, no experience of anything. How the vasanas can be formed? For that, we say that we have brought all these vasanas from our purva janma. Indriyasya, indriyasya arthe, raga dveshav vyavasthitav. Krishna said, right from birth, there is music vasana, there is art vasana. Some people may have Vedanta vasana and akrama vasana. All kinds of vasanas are there. So all these shubha and ashubha vasanas, we start as the fuel. And these are further nourished by the sense organs. They bring new objects, new experiences. And so the sense organs are compared to the five priests in a big yajna, there are so many five priests, they are all participating in that yajna. So mind is the fire, fuel is the vasana, and the priests are the sense organs, the ears, the eyes, the nose, the tongue and the skin. They are all the various priests. And what do these five priests they do? They do constantly, they are doing swaha. What is the oblation material they use? In big yajnas, each priest will have different material. One person may be offering ghee, another person will be offering samit, another one will be havis. So many things they will be offering. So five priests also offer five different materials. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all these five materials they offer. So Shankaracharya says, Vishaya Ajyam. So Indriya Vishaya Ajyam and Indriya Hotaha, Vishaya Ajyam, Manomaya Agnihi and Vasana Indanam. So all those things. So Vishaya Ajyam, Indriya Hota, and this is Manomaya is the Agni, and Vasana Sadhi Indanam, fuel. Hota means the priest. So Ajyam is the melted ghee. Vishaya Ajyam means the Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha Ajyam. Ajyam means ghee. And what is the uniqueness of this Homa? It happens lifelong. All other homas, we do it at certain point in time. Whereas this homa goes for lifelong. And there is only a temporary break when? During sleep. In fact, during dream also, this yaga is going on. And the manomaya fire is kept very well alive, even in dream. So, this is the beautiful analogy worth remembering. So, if you now look at the shloka, Panjendriyaihi, Panchabihi, Hotribihi. With the help of the fivefold indriyas, panjendriyaihi, which are comparable to the fivefold priests, hotribihi means fivefold priests, panjabihi, hotribihi, and manomayagnihi dahati. Fourth line if you take, manomayagni dahati. This manomaya agni, the fire that burns intensely with the help of the fivefold sense organ as the priest. And how does it burn? Vishayajya dharayam prachiyamanaha. Kindled, prachiyamanaha means kindled. Kindled, fanned, nourished by Vishaya Ajya Dhara. Dhara means the stream of ghee, which is the in the form of Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa and Gandha. So here Vishaya means what? It is not the object, but its properties. It's not the object, but its properties. The beauty is what? He uses the word Ajya Dhara. Continuous, unbroken flow. It's a stream. Similarly, in the mind also, there is continuous flow of information. All the five sense organs go on dumping information into the mind. If the ears are deaf, then what does the eyes, they'll be seeing something. So something or the other. And even if you have closed all the sense organs in dream, within the mind also, again there is Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, they are all there. So the word Dhara indicates continuous kindling of the mind. And bahu vasana indhani indhanahi jajwalyamanaha. It shines, jajwalyamanaha, it shines forth brilliantly. How? Bahu vasana indhanahi, because of the fuel added in the form of vasanas. Bahu vasana, many vasanas, varieties of vasanas. Already we have taken janma with many vasanas from previous janma. This janma we have taken because of so many vasanas from the previous janma. And in this janma also, we are adding to the list of vasanas. In the last janma, maybe there was no TV, there was no MTV and all that. And now we are adding all those vasanas also in this janma. So here Shankaracharya, he does not distinguish between Shubha vasanas and Ashubha vasanas, but we can understand. And this Manomaya Agnihi, which is brilliantly shining forth, and what does it do, this Agni? If it burns elsewhere, I can ignore it. But what does it do? Manomaya Agnihi Prapancham Dahati. It burns the whole prapancha, whole world, the entire human being, human community, human race. Burns here means what? It burns with sorrow, worry, depression, complex, anger, agony. So, and dahanam is not physical dahanam, physical burning, but mental, inner dahanam, inner burning. Also, that's in samsara tapaha, in the form of samsara. And the word prapancham, that also means the people, not the inner world, means the people. But all the living beings, they are all burnt by adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidevika, tapas, because of the manomaya kosha only. So, manomaya agnihi prapancham dahati, burns. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 169. ನಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಮನಸೋತಿರಿಕ್ತ ಮನೋಹ್ಯ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಭವಬಂಧ ಹೇತು ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ವಿನಷ್ಟೇ ಸಕಲಂ ವಿನಷ್ಟಂ ವಿಜೃಂಭಿತೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸಕಲಂ ವಿಜೃಂಭತೆ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಿ ಶೋಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮನೋಮಯ ಕೋಶ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ಮನೋಮಯ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಈಸ್ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಈವನ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಎ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಹೌ ಟು ವರಿ ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸೀಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಿಲ್ ಐ ಸರ್ವೈವ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಮ್ ಐ ಎ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. ದಿ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಯಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ಬಯಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಕಾಸ್ಡ್ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವೆನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಿಕ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರಿಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ದ ಸಿಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಸೇ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ ಮೈ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಸಫರ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್. ಸೊ ಸಂಸಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಏದರ್ ಕಾಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಬಯಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಕಾಸಸ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಡಿಫೈನ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಿತ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಪ್ರಜಹಾದಿ ಯದಾ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕಾಮಾ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್ ದಿ ಮನೋಮಯ ದುಃಖೇಶು ಅನುದ್ವಿಗ್ನ ಮನಃ ಸುಖೇಶು ವಿಗತ ಸ್ಪೃಹ ವೀತರಾಗ ಭಯ ಕ್ರೋಧ. ಸೊ ರಾಗ ಕ್ರೋಧ ಭಯ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ದಿ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಮನೋಮಯ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಮನಸಃ ಅತಿರಿಕ್ತ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಪರ್ಪಸಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಫಿಗರೇಟಿವ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ದಟ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಫಿಗರೇಟಿವ್. ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮನೋಹಿ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಭವಬಂಧು ಹೇತು ದಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಲ ದಟ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭವಬಂಧ ದಿ ಸಂಸಾರ ಬಾಂಡೇಜ್. ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಲೇಟರ್. ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ರೀಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್. ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಆನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಎಲಾಬರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಗಿವನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹೇತು. ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ನಿಗಮನ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಅಡಾಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ನ್ಯಾಯ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ, ದೆನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹೇತು ಅಂಡ್ ನಿಗಮನ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಥಡ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಮನೋಮಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ಹೇತು. The cause of samsara is manomaya. And therefore, since the mind itself is the cause of bondage, tasmin vinashte sakalam vinashtam. When the mind is gone, when manomaya kosha, when this, that, all these asas, they all take place, sakalam vinashtam. The entire samsara also is destroyed. So, where the mind is, there samsara is. And where it is not, samsara is not. So in the child mind is not developed for the child. So for the child, samsara is also not developed. Even animals do not have big samsara because they have got only biological problems. A cow will not complain. What if my calf is not writing letters to me? Whereas in old age, we are all always worried why the son has not called. Even for 1 week, he is not calling. 10 days, months, he is not calling. All these worries come to only us. A cow doesn't worry. That is why they don't require shastras also. Animals don't need shastras. We have a developed mind and so a well-defined samsara also. And so we need shastra also. So tasmin means manasi, vinashte sati saptami again. So sakalam vinashtam, the entire samsara is destroyed. Asmin vijrimbite sakalam vijrimbate. When the mind comes out, all the problems also come out. That is what, so Swamiji says in the class, when people see me and I see you, this is what Swamiji says, I'm not saying, when I see you, whether you understand or not, at that time there is no other worry, at least for some time. So the minimum benefit one gets out of the classes is temporary moksha. Swamiji jokingly says, at least during that time, one doesn't think of anything else. So asmin vijrimbite sati sakalam vijrimbate. Therefore, what is the conclusion? Manomaya is bhava bandha hetuhu, cause of samsara. So this will be elaborated and explained in the following shlokas, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yapparasa maheshwarah. Sri Krishna. Bye-bye.